Dame Shirley's with us, and now we've got, I'm not sure whether she is the wife or former wife of Bill Oddie.
I wish you must have
heard that many times.
I have heard that. So, no, unfortunately I'm not.
So Bobby Oddie.
Bobby Oddie, yes. Bobby
that sounds Oddie. Like a show.
Maybe I should do my own show, Bobby Oddie. Yeah,
so,
maybe I should.
So Bobby Oddie.
So, I'm here today for Ventnor Theatre Group to tell you about a show that we're doing that goes on the 25th and 26th of June and the 2nd and 3rd of July at Ventnor Winter Gardens. The name of the show is I'll Be Seeing You, and we actually did this show back in 2010. So the show has now been revamped and we're putting it back on at Ventnor Winter Gardens.
Brilliant.
Which is very exciting. Brand new cast, new director, a new take on it. We've also got Company B, which are four girls that sing harmonies, songs like In the Mood, and they're coming along as well to be in the show. So they're singing lots of songs for us throughout the show, which is really good.
Excellent. And did you say what dates they were?
The dates of the show is the 25th and 26th of June and 2nd and 3rd of July.
Okay, sounds great. It really does sound great. Is it you're going to go? You're going to get some tickets?
Well, yeah, I like that sort of music. It's sort of...
Shall I tell you a little bit about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, please.
Right, it's a story about the hometown of Ventnor back in war times. And it's about a young girl that on her 13th birthday finds out through a note that she finds in a book that her mother isn't her real mother. And so she goes back in time to find out the truth about that letter. And within that storyline, there's lots of, you know, scenes to do with like wartime, how people felt, how the families felt. And it's about her finding herself, really. But we've put in a lot of dance routines, so it's quite upbeat. There are a couple of sad bits. Obviously, somebody dies in the war, and we do have like the funeral scene, so that is quite sad. And I think that touch base with quite a few people that come and watch it. So we've got a live band, we've got classic hits from the 40s and 50s, and then we've got some excellent choreography as well. So we've got some good dance routines, so everybody will be clapping in their seats.
And it's all part of the show?
And so it's all part of the show, yeah.
Okay, sounds great. How much does it cost us to come
right,
and see?
Wow, the prices of tickets. If you're aged between 17 and 59 years old, then the tickets are £11. And then if you're 0 to 16 and over 60, the tickets are £9.
£9 for you, Shirley.
And you can actually get these now. We use Ticket Source, which is an online facility that you can go on and book your tickets. Or you can go to Ventnor Winter Gardens or Wendy's, which is a shop in Ventnor, and they're selling tickets for us. And what the Winter Gardens are doing, which is something quite nice, is you can go for a pre-show meal. So you can go and have a meal first, make an evening of it,
nice.
And then go and watch the show.
Okay, so Ventnor Theatre is Ventnor Winter Gardens then? Is that what it is or
well,
not?
No, Ventnor Theatre Group, we use Ventnor Winter Gardens. Obviously, the Winter Gardens was closed for quite a long time.
Sure.
I've never been there.
It's a lovely venue.
Huge inside, isn't it?
Yeah, we got back in there Christmas just gone. We did Cinderella, the pantomime in there, which we had to, you know, put in a lot of the staging because it hadn't been used, so we had quite a big job, but it came off really well. So
brilliant.
We're back in there now, so that is our home really, Ventnor Winter Gardens.
So are you from Ventnor yourself?
Yes, I am, yeah.
And how long have you lived in Ventnor?
Oh, I've lived there since I was three.
Crikey, so
it's a long
10
time.
Years.
He's nice, isn't he? I like him.
It's a wonder he didn't say 90 or something. Yeah.
Do you know what I like about Ventnor is that they have a real big togetherness, and there's lots of events that go on, and they are very, you know, Ventnor based. They're for the people of Ventnor and so on, and it's just nice to see. You haven't got that sort of that togetherness in Newport,
no.
Or Ryde, or any other town on the island, but Ventnor seems to be the ones that's leading the way on there.
We just had BBC South Today last week.
That's right.
And the girls sung one of their songs. Our chairman from Ventnor Theatre Group was interviewed. And the whole, it was on like a green, and there was like lots of market stalls. There was bands, and everybody came out. It was a nice sunny day. And yeah, it's a nice communal atmosphere in Ventnor. It is really nice.
Okay, it sounds, you know, it's kind of been growing for years. I'm surprised that other towns haven't taken the you know, the ball and ran with it as well. You know, because it is a nice thing. You know, you've got the obviously it was called Ventnor Blog, but now it's on the white. But a lot of people from the comment and the people are behind it. They're from Ventnor and they're very pro Ventnor. And there's lots of shows that go on. Mm. There was obviously the Ventnor Fringe and all sorts of events. I remember 20 odd years ago there was a big music event on the seafront, and I don't know whether that still goes on. But
I think there's the jazz, which is part of the Fringe. I think the Fringe do that.
So. But it is, it's brilliant, and it's such a picturesque place, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, when the sun's out, it's beautiful.
Oh, there's no better place than being on the Isle of Wight. If you're down there and the sun's out, it really is nice. So the event is happening in June through to a little bit of July.
Yeah. So you can come along, you can book your tickets through ventnortheatregroup.ticketsource.co.uk. You can get your tickets from Wendy's, which is in the High Street Ventnor, or you can get your tickets from Ventnor Winter Gardens. And don't forget, if you fancy to make it into a whole evening, you can have your pre-show meal as well. So you can go for a meal first, then come and watch the show.
And it's based on a true story?
Parts of it is true and the other parts are fictional. It's Val Hayward wrote the story. Like I say, we did it the last time in 2010, and it was very, very successful. And the other thing that we're doing is we're making it a vintage event. So, you know, actually the set, everything like that, round the Winter Gardens as you go in, there's going to be different things that make it look vintage. So it's like you're stepping back in time to go and watch the show.
Brilliant.
So I think it's going to be a real good one. And ticket prices, adults from 17 to 59 is £11. Concessions for 0 to 16 and over 60s, £9.
Brilliant. Oh. Excellent. Hey, look, thanks for coming in.
That's okay.
And
no
I hope
worries.
It's a massive success. You're actually in it yourself, are you?
Yes, I am.
Do you have to sing and dance and stuff?
Yes, yeah. I'm playing the part of Marjorie. It's a nice part. I've got some lines to do. I've got some dance routines to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm dance captain as well. So I make sure when we're having a rehearsal, if anyone doesn't know the steps, I help them do the steps. And I'm head of publicity. So I do quite a lot.
Oh, good for you. Well, if there's anything we can do to help you, don't hesitate to ask. Okay. How long have you been doing that sort of thing?
Theatre, I've been doing a long time.
Do you still get nervous when you walk out on stage?
I'm not too bad. I think the first time I go out, I get a little bit nervous, but after that, I'm fine.
Do you get that dry thing in your mouth where your lip sticks to the top of your teeth?
Especially when you have to sing. Yeah, definitely.
All right. I remember doing something like that Toad of Toad Hall back in about 1975. And I had a row with my brother the night before, and I was like shouting at him, so I was a bit hoarse. It was Toad, Toad, down with Toad. So I'm guessing that you have to stay like cold free, cough free.
Yeah, it's very difficult to do that, but I think as well, when you start doing shows, you get like adrenaline, so you get motivation. Mm. You're quite, you know, you're more or less on a little bit of a happy moment throughout the whole show. And then when the show finishes, normally everyone goes down with cold. So
yeah. Well, look, thanks for coming in and telling us all about it. I hope it's a massive, massive success.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Bobby Oddie.
Thank you.
Sorry.
It's a good name, isn't it?